From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today in Baghdad, a devastating attack on the United Nations headquarters. A truck bomb rocked the building as business was conducted inside. In one room, a news conference about landmines was taking place. A CBS video camera captured events.
And in our landmine impact survey in the north, we found that 80%...
At least 20 people were killed, including the UN Special Representative to Iraq, and more than 100 were wounded. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Baghdad.
Within moments of the explosion, helicopters, tanks, and Humvees full of U.S. soldiers and medics converged on the United Nations headquarters, located near a highway on the east side of Baghdad. The blast collapsed an entire corner of the three-story building and shattered the windshields of cars parked 100 yards away. This section of the building housed the offices of the top UN diplomats in Iraq. A total of nearly 300 employees worked in this compound, and many were still at their offices when the bomb went off at 4:30 in the afternoon. This Iraqi worker was lucky. He escaped without any injury.
When we ran away from this building outside, we saw on the fields many injured, 40 person simple injured and 20 serious, and I saw maybe 15 people who killed in this building.
Rescue workers predicted the death toll would climb as the day progressed. Those victims that could walked away, their clothes stained with blood. Others were carried on stretchers and placed in the back of U.S. military trucks or flown out on American medical helicopters. Hundreds of U.S. soldiers established a security cordon around the U.N. compound. Outside this boundary, small groups of Iraqis gathered, desperate for information about their missing loved ones. A doctor told them many of the wounded had been taken away to a nearby hospital. Several miles away at Baghdad's Al-Kindi Hospital, doctors said they were treating at least 35 Iraqi and international staff members. Many had been hit by falling rubble and flying glass. One of those killed in today's explosion was Sergio de Mello. The veteran Brazilian diplomat was the head of the UN mission here. Most recently, he presided over the peace process in East Timor. De Mello was in his office when the bomb went off and was trapped under collapsed concrete. Rescuers were able to talk to him as they tried to dig him out, but he died before he could be extricated. After investigating the damage, Bernard Carrick, the top American police official in Iraq, said the explosion appeared to have been caused by a truck bomb.
The explosion was an enormous, there was an enormous amount of explosives in a what we believe to be a large truck. It may have been a suicide bombing. There is evidence that leads us in that direction.
After sunset, rescue workers were still digging through the mass of rubble under emergency lights. The scene here looked much like that of 2 weeks ago, when another bomb ripped through the Jordanian embassy in Baghdad, killing and injuring more than 70 people. For Iraq, both bombs are unprecedented acts of terrorism. Many Iraqis find it hard to believe their countrymen would be behind this, especially since the UN distributed food aid to the entire population just last month as part of the ongoing Oil for Food program. What is clear is today's blast has been another blow to the ruling American administration in Iraq, which is already reeling from daily attacks against U.S. soldiers and a campaign of sabotage against Iraq's oil, power, and water systems. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.